You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, my colleague and co-host. And we welcome Mohsen Sazegara, our good colleague, an Iranian journalist, a pro-democracy activist, watching Iran very closely. Mohsen, a very good evening to you. Malcolm, questions raised about the Biden policy towards Iran, given that we're at the center of a war launched by Iran with its many surrogates. Please go ahead, Malcolm.
Right. We've seen the reports of from the IAEA, International Atomic Energy Agency, about Iran's increased stockpile of near-weapons-grade uranium. What is the significance of it, and why do you think the reports that the administration, American administration, has asked Europeans not to add sanctions on Iran because of their violations and as they have advanced their nuclear weapons program?
Good evening, John, and good evening, Malcolm. I think that the Biden administration is repeating a big mistake of Obama administration and believing that whatever Iran side says in negotiations in Oman, Mr. Brett McGrick from the U.S. and Bagheria Kani mostly from Iran. I think that the Biden administration, they have two problems, two reservations. First, they are looking at the election in the U.S. and want to say that what Obama administration did was a right way and they can control Iran nuclear program. And second, I think that Mr. McGrick is repeating a bad mistake, believing the good cop, bad cop play that John Kerry believed that as well. And now, as far as I know, Iran pretends that if they come with Iran, then they can conquer the hardliners in Iran and they can have moderates in power and whatever they say. And everybody knows that the leader of Iran controls everything, and whatever he says will be the final decision.
Mohsen, I'm watching very carefully reports from Niger, the West African country that has left ECOWAS, it's left the Sahel 5, G5. It's pulled back from all of its commitments for many years. A military junta is now in charge at the capital. It's ejected the U.S. base that was centered in Niger as a way of keeping watch on the jihadists, both Al-Qaeda and ISIS operating ferociously in the region. But the reports conclude the fact that the junta has invited in Russian mercenaries, the called Africa Corps, used to be called the Wagner Group. And there's also a continuing report that Iran is now welcome in Niger, not just idly, but in fact, access to the uranium mines, the yellow cake of Niger. Have you heard these things? Does it make sense to you that Iran would now be shopping for uranium in Niger under Russian protection?
Yes, I have heard about that. And I heard that the first payment was about $70 million for yellow cakes from Niger. And besides to that, you know, Iran has some other objectives in Western Africa, relates to smuggling and drugs and the networks that they have and the terrorist groups over there and their access to some other African countries and some European countries. So I evaluate this news as a correct news because of the background that Iran has in these types of activities.
Malcolm?
The death of President Raisi, we haven't spoken to you since then. How do you think this is impacting the political landscape, and especially salted by the reintroduction of our own friend, President Ahmadinejad, as a potential candidate for in the future? How has this shaken up the internal political situation there?
First of all, there are many documents and many news from inside the regime that shows to me that the death of Raisi was not just an accident or technical problem of the helicopter. It was an assassination. And mostly it relates to the succession crisis. And Mojtaba Khamenei, son of Khamenei, that has tried during the last 15 years to pave the road to become the next leader. And big mistakes of Raisi that thought that he can go for leadership and he lost his life. But after him now, who will be head of the executive power of Iran, so-called president? There is a competition between the hardliners. Some people like Ahmadinejad or some reformists, they try to say that, persuade the leader that the country is in danger and they can come to the scene. But I doubt about that. Khamenei, the leader, will not take such a risk that bring them to the scene again. And mostly the other groups, you know, the structure of the regime of Iran is now a kleptocracy that many mafia types groups are competing each other. And they control the money in the country and many political affairs, and corruption like a cancer has sent metastasis to every part of the country, and the competition to get every chair of power, including the presidency. So these groups that have good access to the leader and have their own sources and forces on the leader, altogether with the leader Khamenei, I don't think that they let anybody else than them, like Ahmadinejad or reformists, come to the scene. So I think that the so-called election next month will be something with less than 8%, or according to the Minister of Intelligence, at most 8 million people out of 61 million people eligible for voting will vote. And, of course, they will announce the turnout much more than that. And a person like the president, the vice president, Mokhber, or Fattah, Parviz Fattah, or somebody around the house of the leader, I guess that will be the next president, or Saeed Jalili, who has become a candidate. Saeed Jalili is one of the hardliners that was in charge of many affairs during the negotiation with European Troika with respect to nuclear issue in Iran, and one of the defenders of nuclear weapons in Iran and anti-Israel. And he's one of the hardliners and has his network. This is now a battle between the fundamentalists and hardliners around Khamenei to get that check.
Mohsen Sezegara, Malcolm Hoenlein, I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.